Do you hear the song? The song that is all around you right now? Do you hear that? It's a song being sung especially over you. It's a voice that never ceases to sing songs that never cease to be sung. Most days, I hear it. But sometimes, I can't see what's going on, and so I seek the undersong. Because when you hear it, it makes all the difference in how you live your days. I think of something Friedrich Nietzsche said, "And those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music." Another way of saying that is, those who can't hear the music think the dancer mad. So, do you hear the music? The song that is all around you right now?
You started out there with fire down in your bones. No walls to tear down, no chains that could keep you close. Then it went wrong. Now you're alone. Stories without a few letdowns are boring when told. Perfection and poems are a lie when it all unfolds. 'Cause when it goes wrong, then comes a song. We got spirit and I know you feel it. There's no give up, give up, give up, give up in us. Your path was running easy when the feeling was strong. Who do you choose to be when the feeling is gone? It's when you're alone or you sing along.
Well, there you are. And that was Judah and the Lion and their song, Spirit. I saw them in concert last November when they opened for Need to Breathe. I love their high-energy music and lyrics. There's one song in particular, co-written and performed by Judah and Ellie Holcomb, called Kinda Wild. Kinda Wild has been my favorite song now for the last 13 months. Well, welcome to Redemption's Table. I'm Robert Barge, your host, and today we're going to be talking about the undersong. That word first caught my attention back in April. I was reading Phil Cousineau's book, The Art of Pilgrimage, and he made mention of a poem by Ralph Waldo Emerson entitled The Undersong. I was struck more by the word than the poem. Cousineau defines undersong as the emotional current that carries us along through the very life of our inner world. I read that secular definition and immediately recognized the source of that emotional current. It's our spirit, the spirit of life within you, within me. It's none other than the breath of God. All the way back at the beginning in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, it says, "Then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature." The prophet Isaiah 42:5 says, "Thus says God, the Lord who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it." The source of Emerson's term, the undersong, is the breath of God. The undersong is the river of life Jesus talked about in John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. Jesus was attending an 8-day celebration in the temple in Jerusalem, kind of like the South by Southwest festival held every year in Austin. Only God was the main event at the Feast of the Tabernacles. And on the 8th and final day of the Feast of the Tabernacles, Jesus stood up in the midst of the crowd and he loudly declared, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. That river of life is the undersong. The breath of God is the undersong. The voice of God over us, surrounding us, is the undersong. Do you hear it? Do you hear the song that is all around you right now? Do you hear that? It's a song being sung especially over you. It's a voice that never ceases to sing, songs that never cease to be sung. Psalm 19:1 says, "The heavens keep telling the wonders of God, and the skies declare what he has done." I love something our sovereign singer shared through one of his prophets. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says, "The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing." Eugene Peterson's The Message puts it this way: "He'll calm you with his love and delight you with his songs." Do you hear God singing over you? Do you hear all creation, the sky, the wind, the rippling waters, the waves, the birds, the cicadas, the laughter? Do you hear the undersong? Most days, I do. I hear it. But sometimes the undersong's frequency gets lost in the cacophony of noise that seeks to drown out the greater beauty. I mean, you can't even fill up with gas without the pump trying to sell you something. And just in case you don't know, life hack here, there's usually an off switch on the pump so you can shut that down in a heartbeat. Most days, I hear the undersong. I hear God's songs so often, it alarms me when I do not. Sometimes, though, I can't see or can't hear what's going on, so I lean in a little closer to find his heartbeat again. I listen for the undersong of God, and I ask Holy Spirit, who is prone to whisper anyway, I ask, "What is the song going on around me right now that I do not hear yet?" Or sometimes I ask, "Help me to hear the song you want me to hear this day." Sometimes I rewind the tape of the last 24 hours and replay the moments of my day to see if there's something of significance that I might have missed. And guess what? There often is. Even when you seek the Lord with intentionality, you aren't perfect. You miss things. You miss the obvious. On a lesser scale, have you ever searched for your keys or your sunglasses or your coffee mug full of coffee, retraced your steps, looked right at where it was, and still did not see what you were looking for? And you did it not only once, but you did it again? Took it a third time before you actually saw it? For me, many times the undersong of my life is an actual song. Not always, but often. Music is a universal language among nations and tribes, and it is a supernatural language between God and humanity, between heaven and earth, between spirit and flesh. It translates well, spirit to spirit. Perhaps you've heard me say this before. I don't find songs as much as they find me. They show up in my life, in my spirit, on my heart, like angels unaware, or like birds that choose your tree outside your window to build their nest. They're just there. Sometimes my undersongs have had no words. They are orchestral. I've always loved movie soundtracks. There are certain themes that take me back to certain seasons of my life. And whenever I hear them, they evoke emotions. Almost as Romans 8:26 describes the Holy Spirit in prayer as He makes intercession for us in groans too deep for words. Here are a few examples from my life. Thomas Newman's Saving Mr. Banks in title was a wordless prayer for me for 2 years. Alan Silvestri's end credits from another Tom Hanks movie, Castaway, takes me back to a deserted island and an empty crossroads in the northern panhandle of Texas whenever I hear that song. John Williams' poignant theme and Itzhak Perlman's violin from Schindler's List evokes lament from my heart. Some of my undersongs are instrumental, but most have lyrics. Just an added thought, many of the songs I'd sing in church would hardly ever be sung in church, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't be. It is easy for me to access the undersongs of my year. Their titles or lyrics are recorded in big letters on each day of my weekly planner. Twice a year, I put together a Spotify playlist, one for the new year. I'm in Rule 24 right now, 2024, get it? And one for the fall months, which include my birthday. The last one was called Rule 64. I can glance at these playlists, listen to them, and in case I've forgotten, see the undersongs for the year, for the season. I want to share two undersongs with you before we go. One appeared just last week. During my pre-dawn walk last Monday, I listened to one of Jess Ray's albums called Matin. Matin is a 30-minute album of quiet songs and hymns that Jess recorded live from first light to sunrise. And they are rich. They are absolutely exquisite. There's two different versions. There's a third one to come. Both of these albums that are available, you can listen to on your favorite listening platform, or you can watch them on YouTube. But one of the songs Jess recorded is the 340-plus-year-old German hymn, Praise to the Lord the Almighty. Now, I've been singing this song all my life in church, in worship. But as I was on my way to work last Tuesday morning, this hymn played again, and God's Spirit connected with my spirit in just two words from that hymn. Ponder anew. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do. And with that simple invitation, I began to do just that. And I am still meditating on those two words. God's Spirit is instructing my spirit. You need to ponder anew, Robert. I knew those words were there, but I'm not sure they had ever arrested my attention like they did in that moment. At the top of today's episode, I mentioned the name of my favorite song for 13 months straight now, Kinda Wild, co-written and performed by Judah of Judah and the Lion and Ellie Holcomb. I hope to gain permission to share this song at the table in some future episode. But I first heard this song last June as I was driving down to Orlando to go to Disney World with my son, my daughter-in-law, and my two granddaughters. As I listened to the lyrics for the first time, it sounded like a love song. Are you singing? 'Cause I love your melodies. Are you dancing, wrapping your arms around me? Are you laughing? 'Cause I like to make you smile. Is it just a whisper? 'Cause that tends to be your style. And right about then it hit me. It is a love song. It's the best kind of love song. It's a love song sung to Jesus, sung to Abba Father, sung to Holy Spirit. Is it just a whisper? 'Cause that tends to be your style. Are you screaming? This love with you, it can be kind of wild. Friends, that's a perfect description of what it means to love God, to let yourself be loved by God and follow Jesus. It's kind of wild. Going out and listening for a song you can't always automatically hear, but is always there nonetheless, is kind of wild. To requote Nietzsche, those who were seen dancing were thought to be insane by those who could not hear the music. But it is the chorus of Kinda Wild that reminds us, all of us, why we need to lean in and listen with all our ears, our minds, our strength, our souls to hear the undersongs. So come and change my focus. I don't notice where you're going near enough. Come and change my focus. Help me know what you've been doing over us. Oh God, come and change my focus. I don't know where you're going near enough. Come and change my focus. Help us know what you've been doing over us. Are you moving like the wind blows through the trees? Maybe all you're asking is just to slow it down and breathe. Yeah, I've been chasing a something I can't see. When I keep waiting all this time, you've been here right beside me. So come and change my focus. I don't notice where you're going near enough. Come and change my focus. Help us know what you've been doing over us. Are you calling me out of my mind? Now the roof's off. We expand like desire, deep and we're wired. Are you calling me out of my mind? Out of my mind. Your love is kinda wild. On that lyric, now the roof's off, I originally first thought that lyric was, now the ruse is off. The ruse, as if, you know, can't hide anymore. The truth is out there. Now the ruse is off. Kinda Wild, that love song, that undersong has been my prayer since last June. Come and change my focus. I don't notice where you're going near enough. So what about you, my friend? Do you hear the song? Can you think of some of God's undersongs He has been singing all around you this year, this season? If you can't, ask Jesus to help you hear your song, His song that He is specifically singing into your life right now in this very season. I would love to hear some feedback from today's episode. I would love to hear what Jesus sings to you. You can leave a note on Apple, Spotify, redemptionstable.com, Facebook, or Instagram. I'm listening for your undersong. Well, thanks for coming to today's table. It was a joy to meet you here. Until next time.
give up, give up, give up in us.
We got the spirit, and I know you hear it. There's no give up, give up, give up, give up, give up, give up, give up. Give up.